Frank, my producer. Coming through, it's the City of Regina Ladybug Day. Little Lady the Commodores, that's a good one. Makes you feel good. And we'll talk about how the city is releasing all the ladybugs and inviting kids to help this morning with my next guest, Mayor Chad Baczynski. Welcome back, sir. It is Thursday, your weekly visit. I appreciate you being here again.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
I know council's been on a summer break, and you get back at her, what, near the end of the month here, executive first, and when's the next council meeting?
Yeah, executive next on the 23rd, and then council on the 30th.
Well, certainly you haven't taken time off. At least I hope you haven't, because we pay you big money to be mayor. You know that. What sort of fires have you been helping to put out in the meantime with no council meetings?
Yeah, lots of meetings, lots of things going on in the city. You know, specifically one, I got over to the warehouse bid meeting where they meet with a number of the businesses and the contractors in the city around the work happening on Dewdney. So that's, you know, one example of meetings that are still ongoing through the summer, especially with the big construction going on there. So just getting up to speed on the progress, making sure that we're on track, making sure that we're trying to pivot and facilitate some of the needs of the businesses at the same time.
Okay, I have seen a few, you know, in the pivots, and that being I've seen City Regina signs advertising to shop local there as businesses remain open. Is it on time?
Yeah, right now we're good. I mean, there's been some challenges with, you know, digging up underground infrastructure, but right now we're on time. We're still rocking pretty good. So, So far so good.
What phase are we in downtown Regina right now? I know last week when you were on, you mentioned how SAS Power had to do their thing first and then moving across through downtown Regina. Where are we now?
Yeah, I actually just took a walk down there, and it looks like the close to Albert Street end is getting close there. So, you know, the hope is that we're getting pretty close on that end. So hopefully there's movement. I don't have officially the update, so I won't speak officially, but I think it looks like things are starting to come together. And the hope is maybe we open up a few lanes here and there, maybe closer even to Broad Street as well, as they're getting some of that work done. So lots of work happening, and I know the crews are working as fast as they can to get things done.
New recycling and garbage changes, Mayor Chad Baczynski. What's going on here?
Yeah, so as of July 1st, we've actually aligned with the SK Recyclables, so the provincial way of handling recycling. And so what that means is there's a few changes of what can and can't go into the bins. So, for example, glass is a big one that can't anymore, but they can still be taken to your Sarcan facilities. But you can now put in coffee cups. You can put in dessert boxes, plastic tape dispensers, dental floss containers. So there's a bit of a pivot just to make sure that we're aligned and to be more efficient and effective in the way that we do our recycling.
Mayor, will you be wearing your ladybug wings and headed over to Victoria Park this morning at 9:30 when they release all the ladybugs?
Yeah, I don't know if I have my wings handy, but definitely I'll be there to release the ladybugs for sure.
Now, tell everyone why we do this. I bet you know. You're quite the insect scientist, aren't you?
Oh, yeah, yes, a scientist indeed. The ladybugs really help control the aphid population. So it helps in the city to kind of take care of those pesky little guys that are a little bit frustrating when you're trying to sit out on the deck. So ladybugs are our friends, and they're going to help us have an even better summer here in Regina.
You almost sounded like the old Bob Barker there. Help control the aphid population, get them spayed and neutered. But nonetheless, that leads me to my next question. Country Thunder, are you going?
I am going to one. I'm going to see Def Leppard. I was pretty
Of course excited. You are. Do you have a cowboy hat?
I don't have a cowboy hat, but I'm not sure if I need one for Def Leppard.
So do you know a lot about what goes on out of Country Thunder?
I mean, I've been around long enough. I feel like I should know something, but this sounds like a trick.
Well, good. Welcome to the Craven Country Thunder Game Show Quiz. We've got you now.
Come on down.
Which of these, Mayor, is most likely to happen at Craven Country Thunder? A, someone riding a mechanical bull in a wedding dress. B, a full crowd singing every word to a Bailey Zimmerman song. And C, a spontaneous mud wrestling match near the porta potties.
Oh, boy. I don't know if I should go by what I want to see or what's going to happen.
Which of those is likely to happen?
the mechanical bull, someone in a wedding dress on a mechanical bull sounds pretty interesting, so I'll go with that one.
I'm going to say you're wrong. I would have said all of the above. Question two, true or false, if it's not dusty, muddy, and slightly chaotic, you're not really at Craven.
That's probably true.
Question three, you got one there. Who sang Indian Outlaw? He's performed at Craven.
I'm an Indian outlaw. Tim McGraw?
Yes! Question four for Mayor Chad Baczynski. Did Garth Brooks ever play Craven?
Yes,
you guessed. I know. In 91, when it was known as the Big Valley Jamboree, but he did play. He was one of the... He was just breaking out into superstardom. Question five. Are my favorite country artists, Brooks and Dunn, Kenny Chesney and Keith Urban?
You said it really confidently, so I'm going to say yes.
You got that one right, too. How many right, Frank? Frank is just tallying up the score. He's got 4.5. Okay. Well, that makes... You're not perfect. If you're a certified Craven legend, I'd give you the title. But right now, you're a Craven rookie with potential. You've probably clapped on the wrong beat once or twice in your life, but I still think I show you respect. Enjoy Def Leppard at Craven.
I appreciate that. I'll take that.
Mayor Chad Baczynski, thanks for popping by and being a good sport.
Thanks, Greg.
I know not everyone loves the heat, but it doesn't last long. We know what's coming a few months from now. We hit 35 or 95 Fahrenheit yesterday. Moose Jaw, 36 or 97 Fahrenheit. Kevin Martell from the 980 CJME Newsroom.
That's hot.
Did you get out of your air conditioning comfort yesterday?
No, it was, it was one of those days where I don't want to say it's too hot, but I find in weather like that, you're not like, it's hard for me to actively go for a run or even a walk or something like that. I find temps like that are perfect for two things. One, sitting by a pool or being in a pool, or two, sitting on the patio with a drink with some misters nearby. I did not have either of those.
Well, speaking of pools, and I've got to add Garth. Here in Regina, help me out with the response to this, because earlier I was talking about how our Jillian Massey was out of Craven yesterday. They open up the campgrounds, and some people, they go out, they set their camper out, they mow the lawn around by it, and then they haul their butts back to town to work and get out there today. Others stay out there. And yesterday in that heat, you either found some shade or else you got into a pool, because people set up their pools. And I thought, where do they get the water from? I didn't know until Garth, he texted me and he said, actually, there are water trucks on site, but you have to pay to fill up those pools. He said one of his friends did it last year, cost him $100 to fill up their pool.
Wow. Well, and that's always a concern out there every year as we talk about the weather. It's always, if it's not storming, it is wildly hot out there. And that's always a concern, is, making sure people get enough water.
Wait a minute, Kevin. Do you think, okay, if they filled up the pool today, would Kevin Martell jump in a Craven pool at a campground site Sunday afternoon? from Thursday to Sunday, do you think it's still all into that pool?
Yeah.
I don't know that I would.
Well,
a lot of sunscreen skim, if you know what I mean, on the pool.
Bring your own chlorine.
All right. Okay, let's, sadly, with the hot weather, we have to reflect on what's going on up north again, and now there's a provincial fire ban, at least parts of Saskatchewan.
Yeah, there is, and this is really the second time, so if it sounds familiar, it's because it really is. Now, we had a fire ban earlier, and this was provincial, north of the provincial forest boundary up to the Churchill River. It was up previously, it got removed, and now as of 8 this morning, it will be back up again. So it means no fireworks, open fires, or controlled burns. A little bit of a worsening situation there with recent heat and some storms with lightning.
Okay. Hey, Superman's back in theaters. You interested in going to that one?
This one I kind of am. And I will say that Superman's not my favorite. I find he's just too perfect. Yeah. I know the kryptonite thing, but
and he wears
his
underwear on the outside of the costume, right? And it's kind of weird that he has red trunks over the blue tights.
But I like James Gunn. James Gunn, he's
the director.
Guardians of the Galaxy. He did those movies, which I really like. So this one's got me intrigued. So I might.
You know
just
what I wanted yesterday? Have you seen the Superman Blizzard? DQ's been advertising over on TV.
I have. I was close to getting it recently. I didn't get it though.
Yesterday I wanted to go get one, but I got outvoted. We had to go get a Slurpee instead. All right, Kevin Martell from the 980 CJME Newsroom. All right, the show's coming out a little stronger. I don't know. I don't know if we're out of the woods yet for another shower or a thunderstorm. They suggest there still might be the odd one this morning. But for now, the sun's out again here in Regina. Feeling summer yet? Certainly were yesterday. It got smoking hot. And it was a discussion in my household. You know, what does summer feel like when it comes to food or drink? I know they had a poll. They asked the question, what's the best sensation of summer? And number one was that feeling you get when you smell the barbecue. That's a good sensation. So let's hone in a little more and just ask this. What makes you feel best? What's the best summer food or drink? You know, that you tend to lean on a little more in the summertime than you do any other season here. Like in the summer, I suddenly love a potato salad. Would never think of having that in the wintertime, but in the summer, it just makes sense. Or a pasta salad as a side with the steak. I love adding a little lemonade or orange juice to my beers for a little summer zest. And honestly, if you've never tried this, I started drinking this last year in the summer. You take a Corona, you make a Corona Colada. You need a couple ounces of white rum, a couple ounces of pineapple juice. Just put a splash of coconut cream in there. You shake all that together, then add the Corona. It's delicious. What's your favorite summer food or drink this time of the year? Watermelon coming up a lot on the Facebook page. Dallas Eklund said watermelon.
Get your hot dogs here. Woohoo!
Nathan Clarahue, I know, is one of our biggest Rider fans. He said on Facebook, good old footlong hot dog. That's what summer is. Diane Morgan said Milky Way ice cream. So did Kim Carey, although she was specific, said it has to be pistachio soft. Wendy Bott suggested Slurpees. Well, you get a free small Slurpee tomorrow. It's 7-Eleven day. Just putting it out there. Chicken wings on the barbecue smoker. That makes me feel like summer too, Wendy said. What's your favorite summer food or drink this time of the year? 1-877-300-7275. Something like it's hot town, summer in the city.
Oh my God, it's so hot. That's hot.
A little bit of a break today from the heat. Yesterday, 35 or 95 Fahrenheit. Moose Jaw, you got up to 36. That's 97 Fahrenheit. And dialing it back a few degrees today. Craven opened up the campgrounds for Country Thunder yesterday. And those who didn't just set up and head back to the city to work another day, some stuck around and were looking for shade and filling up pools to stay cool. Our Jillian Massey was there too, talking to campers, asking, what can't you live without when you're at Craven?
Water, any alcoholic beverage, food.
Just my friends. I can't live without my friends. Sweet. I need my friends.
Rubber boots, flip-flops.
Speaker and pool, and you can't forget about the beer.
Well, putting in Jello shots for sure, because I couldn't leave home without them.
Sounds like my kind of party. Which I'm sure Jason Aldean will sing tomorrow night. And, of course, tonight, Shaun of Its Own, Hunter Brothers, get you warmed up if you're out there. Aldean tomorrow, Saturday, Bailey Zimmerman, of course, the headliner Sunday, Def Leppard. In fact, I spoke recently with Ted Gross from Country Thunder, who explained that mixing rock with country was a success last year with Nickelback. So why not this year?
We saw a change last year when we brought in Nickelback. And judging by the crowd and even the comments we're still hearing today, it was a great success. Def Leppard is it's an iconic band for the last 30 years. And, you know, the fans had such a great time with Nickelback. We thought, you know, why not bring in another great act like Def Leppard?
What sort of reaction have you had? Has it been an adjustment for some of the lovers of Country Thunder?
No, people are really enjoying the adjustment with one night with a rock band. At the end of the day, music now, genres are so blended. That, you know, like you have country acts that sound like rock acts and, you know, pop acts that sound like country acts. Yeah. The music of Craven you know, people go for the experience as well. Yeah. So this has opened us up to people that used to come all the time and want to see something a little bit different.
I can't remember the last time Jason Aldean's been here.
We were looking up, I believe it was 2015. Yeah. You know, 2015 or
got a few more hits since then.
Oh, he's got a lot of hits. And Jason Aldean's a prime example. He's a Southern country, Southern rock sort of style of act. And between our three headliners this year, you're going to see high energy production, basically a great show each of the nights.
Well, only, 2 years ago, Bailey Zimmerman was doing the late afternoon show, and now he's the headliner.
Oh, absolutely. You know, we've had Bailey play at a bunch of shows, and we saw Bailey rise so fast. I remember when he would come and play a 3 o'clock show. He started in YouTube and sort of, you know, just skyrocketed with his career.
He sure did. That's Ted Gross from Country Thunder. Thanks, Ted, for the update. Well, the weekend is almost here, and joining me now is Evan Bray, star of the Evan Bray Show. You were just mentioning off air, you heard me talking about some of my favorite drinks and side dishes that make it feel like summer: potato salad. You got one of those?
Well, I mean, I think there's so many. I love nothing more than a little bit overcooked hot dog on the barbecue. That to me is summer. Love it. And if you do it over a campfire, even better.
Okay, so you do like your dog a little burnt.
Oh yeah, I like it.
Hot dog, I should
like
clarify.
It a little bit dark on the outside. Yeah, yeah? For sure.
Okay.
And this last weekend we had just a little bit of a campfire at the lake, and Ella was there, my daughter, and we had s'mores, and we ended up three of us burned through a whole box of s'mores that day.
So. If it's stinking hot like it was yesterday.
Yeah.
And little Evan Bray is out on the farm or at the cabin. What's the drink of choice? The most refreshing
now,
drink.
Are you talking little Evan Bray back in the day before he could drink? Or little, I love a cold beer on a hot day for sure. In fact, I was out golfing yesterday afternoon. I have a little kind of a Wednesday afternoon golf syndicate, and it was smoking hot. That cold beer tasted pretty good, I have to say.
Well, what's everyone talking about in your circle of friends out there? You go because you're in touch with the people. You let them touch you and be with you when you golf like that.
Well, a bunch of them were talking about how they've outgrown Craven. That was actually, that was a funny conversation because they were talking about, my kids are going. They're taking the trailer. They better not wreck that thing. I'm thinking, well, you used to do this too. But anyway.
Yeah. I remember my oldest daughter going to Craven every year. If I owned a trailer, there's no way in hell I would have ever let her take a trailer to Craven.
Oh.
She ruined so many tents.
There's some good posts on social media of the campsites that are set up. I saw one, you know, the little inflatable kid pool with a huge flamingo, oversized, wouldn't even fit in the pool, sitting right on top of the pool. And of course, 80 campgoers all around there. I mean, it's the party started for sure.
It's fun to wander through the campgrounds. Okay, so let's see here. Hey, really quick, riders. I just checked on Ticketmaster. Fair amount of tickets, a few thousand tickets left here, but there should be no reason this isn't sold out tomorrow.
It should be a packed, I'm guessing.
This is going to be a big game. Yeah, like it's Calgary top of the West.
That's right. Calgary Stamps in town. And of course, we're 4-0, hoping to go 5-0. So it is going to be a big game. The weather's going to be great for it. You wonder if Craven impacts it or not, but I would think.
Well, to a degree.
Yeah.
To a degree. Has to. But okay, coming up on your show today, what do you got?
We have a lot of things we're talking about. Yesterday, the premier and a number of leaders in the province signed a letter that was sent to Ottawa requesting they move faster on bail reform, essentially ways to try and keep our community safer. So our own Mia Holloway-Chuck was at that meeting, and we'll be joining the show to talk a bit about that. I have the Minister of Health on the show, Jeremy Cockerell. It seems like right now there's a lot of challenges going on in healthcare. We've heard about the bad doctor culture happening in Regina. The urgent care center had to close early last weekend. So, you know, I don't want to bash the guy with a bunch of problems, but there seems to be a lot of things in healthcare right now that are appearing to have frayed ends to it, if you will. So we'll get his thoughts and answers on that. I got Mayor Chad Baczynski on later this morning taking calls. So it's a full show today, Greg.
Okay. All right. You're never too old for Craven, by the way, Evan.
No?
You know, you might hold
you stopped
court.
Inviting me a while ago, so I thought maybe you thought I was too old.
I just don't want you to think you're too old. You're never too old.
Thanks,
okay.
For that.
CJMB News Time now is 728.